Timbaland and Carrie Out. Richard Armitage is with us. A new show called Strike Back tomorrow on Sky One. And it's an HD. It's all over Sky One at the moment, isn't it? It's their priority, obviously.
It is, yeah. It's big huge news for them, yeah.
Big news. Like, normally, it's like trailer for Strike Back, then someone offering you some cash for gold or something, then yeah. Strike Back, then so you can buy a sofa, then Strike Back again.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's good. That's our audience, though.
It's yeah. on all the time. That must be a bit of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew that from the beginning, that, you know, they're taking big risk with me. So I kind of tried to, you know, do my best and...
Not really taking a risk, are they?
Well, it is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Handing the show to you know...
Just you.
Just me. Kind of, here you go, do some sit-ups and then go yeah, and South Africa and film, so...
Yeah. One of our listeners, Sam, wakes up, draws the curtains every morning. Oh, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
And,
her face.
It's your
it's
face. Yeah, yeah, massive your face. Yeah. Like, the billboard is right outside her house.
Getting into her bedroom window.
That's
nice.
A bit strange, isn't it?
No, that's not good, is it?
Have you ever been... That must have happened to you quite a lot, because they are everywhere. You're just like, oh, it's me again.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of look the other way now, but it's good because they're kind of eye-catching and it's yeah. it's doing the job, and you know the show's out there, don't you?
It's just like you times 100.
100, yeah. They did offer me one of the posters, but I just can't fit it anywhere.
Where are you going to put that?
Exactly.
They're huge.
Yeah.
Like, how big's your house?
Not that big.
No.
Much smaller.
What are they thinking?
Yeah.
Do you get picture approval, things like that? Because obviously you don't want... If your face is that big and you're going to be, like, you know, on the M4 or something...
Yeah, I funnily enough, I did for this. And I, one of the things I really was concerned about, I didn't want to have a massive picture of me like that holding a gun.
Hmm.
That was really important to me because I feel like this show is about more than that. So, yeah, I did on this.
Okay. Because you don't want a really bad photo, you. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be there.
Holding a Fanta bread.
Yeah.
That would be really bad.
Spitting it out.
Yeah.
Even worse. Because they also, long after the show's finished, those billboards sometimes stay there for ages, don't they?
Yeah, you can look forward to sort of pieces of me gradually being torn away.
Eyes.
Yeah, I might have a go at it myself.
Right, we should talk about spooks, really.
Yeah.
Because I know this is, you're just saying this is your day off.
It's my day off.
You're one day off.
Back tomorrow.
So you're in the middle of filming at the moment.
Yeah, halfway through series 9.
Okay. Wow. And that looks a lot of fun, doing that show.
It is. It's crazy. And because the scripts change as we speak them, and after sometimes, it keeps you on your toes.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, you get rewrites.
You're making it up, like Lost.
No, after you've shot a scene, they'll sometimes give you a rewrite, and you think, hang on, we've just shot this, and it's because they're kind of rejigging the show
all the time.
Keeping it really, really fresh. So it,
I've
certainly changed as an actor, having done Spooks. I'll never be the same again.
No. Wow. Do you feel, I'm sorry for all the spy questions, but
yeah,
I'm excited by this. Do you feel when you're doing it like you're actually being a real spy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. Is it realistic, do you think? I mean, do you speak to proper spies to try and get an idea of, you know, like if you were going to be a hairdresser.
I didn't speak to a proper
spy. I know. But if you were going to be a hairdresser, you'd go and be one for a while, like shadow them or something.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Well, you can't find them. Because
obstacle.
They're so elusive.
Because they're spies.
You try to find spies and you just can't find them anywhere.
Right. But, so you just make it up and hope that that's what being a spy is like.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've all kind of worked with researchers. But sometimes, you know, when they're trying to develop a new idea for Spooks, a new piece of technology, that a real spy would go, no way, that would never happen. They don't want to hear that. So,
so
you do kind of engage quite a big portion of your imagination and then try and make it as believable as possible.
I went to, there's a shop in London. Have you ever been to that spy shop?
Yeah, it's on... Park Lane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I went there the other day. Have you been there?
You really are obsessed. What are you bugging
what did
us
you
with
get?
Now?
I didn't buy
the office.
I didn't
get
buy
a decoder.
Yes, I bugged you. I know, that's
I think
so good.
That sort of thing's illegal.
But that's the kind of thing that you see and you're like, oh God, they actually exist. You know, like little, pens with bugs in and stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good. Have you not been there?
No.
It's incredible. Yeah. So that's the kind of thing you
that's
get to...
That's probably where we get most of our props.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
I think it must be hard work being a spy, though, because you never see on Spooks, like, they never go home, they never eat anything, they don't have any hobbies.
No.
Like, what does Lucas do in his spare time?
He hides under the covers.
But I'd quite like to see a bit more of Lucas. Like, you know, if he's got a stamp collection, then show us occasionally.
Reveal it.
You know?
Yeah.
If he is a fan of the model railway, then we want to see that. It's all very well, this spy stuff, but where's the other side of Lucas? Maybe you could put that... Oh, you're nearly finished now, haven't you? Season 9.
Well, you know what? This year, they do kind of turn him inside out a bit. They peel back some layers and he isn't who you think he is.
Oh, really?
He's somebody else.
Is that a plot
somebody
spoiler?
Else entirely.
God.
Yeah, it is. Bit of a spoiler there.
Yeah. Is he addicted to World of Warcraft or something? Is that what it is?
World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft. Mm.
No?
I don't think so.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. He's not giving anything
He's not
away.
Then, is he? No. We were saying earlier, Spooks is really good at killing people off when you least expect
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Are you going to die in this series?
Well, okay, thanks.
I have.
Well, I just thought I slipped it in really quickly after you said
building
that.
Building up to that.
He might not notice, and then we just get the real answer. Now you've drawn attention no. to it. Now
my next bit was.
Lie.
My next bit was. It could happen any time, yeah. Richard. It's not just at the end of the series on Spooks. It can just be like, oh, here I am in episode two. Bye bye now.
Yeah, I mean, we do kind of have little bets with each other because you could, if you wanted to, just keel over and refuse to get up while they're filming. I don't know.
Are you trying to get in there before they do it to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Start choking in the middle of the scene and then there's no escape. But I've kind of said, do with it what you will and surprise me. So I quite like the idea of opening a script and finding that I'm...
5 minutes before.
Decapitated, yeah. But because normally they bring you into the office and warn you, but I've kind of said, no, don't warn me, just write it.
Really?
How exciting is that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So it could happen at any time.
It could happen at any moment.
And...
obviously not now at this
no,
moment
no,
in time.
Now,
yeah.
But
well,
that,
you never know. Fingers crossed. That Fanta bread.
That was the last they heard of Richard and Dave Lucas. So between finding out on the script,
yeah.
which is what you've requested, and actually filming it,
yeah.
how long would that be?
Within 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you get a script and then within 2 weeks you've pretty much shot it.
So it's got a bit of time to sink in.
Yeah.
That you're leaving.
A couple of hours to right. work out how you're going to go. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today. I've got some listeners' questions as well.
Go on then.
Sarah wants to know how long it took to put those tattoos on in Spooks because they look very complicated.
We've got it down to about 2 hours.
What do you do? I just...
You just have to sit there while five people kind of cover you in transfer.
Do you listen to music or what happens?
No, you just fall asleep.
Do you go to sleep?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Stace wants to know what was it like working with Lily Allen's dad, Keith?
Wicked.
Yeah.
Truly wicked.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Were you sad when they said they were finishing Robin Hood from
yeah,
Harriet?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was a real shame. Yeah. It should have gone on. They should have got 5 series out of it, but there you go, never mind.
Okay. And finally, do you think the blonde girl who was in Spooks now looks better with longer hair? And that's from Chappers, who used to work on this show.
Who are they talking about?
Oh, God, I've forgotten her name.
Oh.
She was in Single Married
Other
recently.
Oh, yeah, Miranda.
Yes.
Oh, I think she looked good with this shaved head. I thought she looked wicked.
They are Chappers. Thanks for tweeting me. Richard, it's been a pleasure. Make sure you watch Strike Back tomorrow on Sky One. And thank you very much for coming in today.
Cheers, Scott.
Sorry about the Fanta bread.
No problem.
Thank you. Beautiful girl.